Frontier Fighters. Frontier Fighters, inspiring dramatic incidents in the lives of the trailblazers of the Far West. 1803. Seated in his study, President Thomas Jefferson is talking to his personal secretary.
Captain Lewis, your attention, please.
Yes, Mr. President.
Captain, I'm a plain man, plain spoken.
Yes, Mr. President.
You've been my confidential secretary now for, let me see, 2 years.
Yes, sir. 2 years, lacking a few months.
Captain, have you ever speculated why I chose an army officer to be my secretary?
Many times, Mr. President. Well, sir, you're going to relieve me? Send me back to the troops?
No, I'm not returning you to your regiment. Captain Lewis, you've no business in the army.
No business in the army? Oh, you don't think I lack courage, sir?
Of course not. Your record in the Whiskey Insurrection is ample proof of your courage.
Well, then, Mr. Jefferson, just what do you infer?
Captain Lewis, as third president of the United States of America, I contemplate sending an expedition to explore the Great Northwest Territory beyond the Rocky Mountains. You, Captain Meriwether Lewis, and another Army officer will lead that expedition.
Well, I'm honored, sir, and thank you for your confidence. And who, may I ask, is to be my colleague in this undertaking?
A man like yourself, a soldier, intelligent and courageous. A man who will sacrifice his life, if need be, to make this project a success. Captain William Clark.
Winter, 1803. At the head of 26 men, 14 of them...
Look, you all right?
Sure. My eyes are full of dirt.
Well, the herd parted in the middle, just as the Kajaweer intended it should, and passed on either side of us.
But where's the Kajaweer?
The girl's safe. She's still standing there where she hit that bull leader in the snout. Hey, look, Clark. She's waving a blanket at us. Look, man.
I see her now. By Cornwall, Lewis, she's laughing at us. She's laughing at us.
Through unexplored forests, across forbidding mountains, toiled the brave expedition, pushing the boundaries of the United States across the Rockies, adding to the nation's domain broad plains, fertile valleys, and snow-covered peaks. A dominion vast enough, rich enough to satisfy the ambition of kings. All through the long journey westward, with countless obstacles blocking the blood-stained, sweat-soaked path of the explorers, Sacagawea was constantly at the side of Lewis and Clark. The end of the month of June, 1805, found the party at the foot of the Great Falls of the Missouri. And, while making their tedious and harrowing portage around the Great Falls, Lewis and Clark and their intrepid companions celebrated the first 4th of July ever to be held in Montana. Above Great Falls, they discovered that the Missouri River broke into three forks, which they named the Jefferson, the Madison, and the Gallatin. While traversing this country, they were deluged by numerous thunderstorms.
Clark, this ain't a rain, it's a cloudburst.
Better get out of this riverbed. This stream will be a torrent before long.
Here it comes. Where's the Cachoeira?
Up ahead. We always find
it. You take the men to that rise over there, and I'll go after the Cachoeira.
All right. To the rise. All men and baggage.
The Cachoeira! The Cachoeira! Where are you?
Here, master, to assist this tree.
Hang on for your life. I'm coming. The Cachoeira! Thank heavens I found you.
What shall I do, Master Lewis?
Hang on to my shoulders. Your arms tight around my neck. When I let go of this limb, I'll let the current take us downstream. And trust in God. Here we go.
Ah!
Hold on, Chad. We'll make it. Don't kick the water so hard. Keep your feet together. That's fine. I can still see that still water ahead there. We'll make for that.
The doctor, we are obeyed.
Here we are. Safe and sound. They're quiet now. Well, I take hold of these branches to help us up out of the stream. There you are. Now I can rest a bit on the sand. Well, great Cornwall. But that water was wet.
Their buckskin garments hanging in tatters from their gaunt shoulders, their faces deeply seamed from hunger and exposure, their bare feet torn and bleeding, their flesh seared by Indian arrows, the explorers finally reached the Columbia River.
What's the date, Lewis?
It's November 15th. It's 18-5.
Just around that bend in this river, Lewis. What do you see?
I can't see anything, but I hear plenty. Listen.
The sea, Lewis. The sea.
That's sweet music, Clark. The roar of those breakers.
I prefer the view. Blue water. Wide water. Salt water. Without limit. Mighty sea of the setting sun. The Pacific Ocean.
And thus did victory crown the Lewis and Clark expedition. An epic struggle against almost overwhelming odds. A journey that gave America riches beyond human comprehension. Those pioneers of yesterday who followed that brave little band of trailblazers and their descendants of today owe a great and lasting debt of gratitude to Sacagawea, the simple Indian girl, who dedicated 2 years of her life to the service of her white brothers and sisters. And thus did the frontier fighters of yesteryear battle danger, the elements of nature, and discouragement to push the American boundary ever westward.